When the prison door closed behind him, it was one of the lowest points in his life, but that led him to surrender his life to Christ.
Marco Tepete joins us to share a powerful story of conversion on today's episode. And as always, we're taking your calls live. Let's Pray begins right now.
Someone just prayed for my grandmother who has cancer.
2 weeks ago, I called you asking for prayer.
The day after you prayed, he opened his eyes.
Went to the doctor. It is not cancerous.
I want the faith that's praying for me, and now I'm in fourth grade.
And 1 week was paid in full, and I knew there was nothing but God.
Hello and welcome to Let's Pray. This is the place you don't have to pray alone.
Amen. If there's something that you would like lifted up in prayer, take some time to share your need with us. We're ready to pray with you.
That's right. We're live. And this is your invitation to partner with us in prayer and praise. Our phone lines are open right now. If you join us here each week, you know the number. It's 877-7-LETS-PRAY. And for those who are joining us from outside the U.S., I think you know the number as well. 859-777-PRAY.
And as always, we're streaming this program live on Facebook. So if you're joining us there, we want to welcome you and invite you to participate in this interactive program as well. Just go ahead and leave a comment or prayer request, and we'll do our best to share some a little later on in the program. You know, we also want to encourage folks to just go ahead and hit share, because it is such a blessing to be a part of this prayer experience together.
It is, and I love the shout out portion where we get to see where people are calling, or not calling, but connecting from Canada, Trinidad,
Antigua,
all over the place. So it's great. Each week, we bring you a guest with a story about God's power to transform their lives. And today, no exception. At the age of 17, our guest wanted nothing more than to become a drug dealer. Shortly after graduation from high school, he began working full time on the streets.
You know, today he's a disciple for Christ. It's a little bit of a different story, but his story's not that simple. You know, Pastor David, I'm really looking forward to hearing about how God keeps saving our guest from darkness.
Absolutely. He made some decisions that got him arrested and placed him into prison, and he was facing up to 10 years. But God, you're not going to want to miss this incredible testimony by Marco Tepete. It is truly one that speaks to the power of God to transform a life. But before we get to that, we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 877-753-8777. What's your testimony? Maybe God has brought you out of darkness. Maybe your life has been transformed. We want to hear about it. Our phone lines are open right now. We want to go to our first caller. We want to go to Naomi in New Jersey. Naomi, welcome to Let's Pray.
Yes, thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so much for calling in. How can we pray for you or praise God with you?
Yes, I would like to pray for continuing strength. My husband of 34 years has now started going to church with Adventists, and this is his real first time going back-to-back. And we're supposed to start having Bible studies with him to introduce him to the Bible and everything this coming Sabbath with an elder. And I want to pray for strength for myself, that I would not get my focus off of God, to let him to continue to do what he's trying to do. Because, you know, when I think about the Israelites and God had brought them so far, and then they started to get discouraged in a time where they needed that faith, you know, to let God finish doing what he was doing.
Sure.
And I would like to pray for strength so that I can move out myself out of the way and not be discouraged. You know,
let God do what he wants to do. Amen. I am so with that, Naomi, just to let God work and allow God's power to work on your husband's heart. You know, we got to, in addition to praying for your strength, we got to pray a prayer of thanksgiving that after so many years, I mean, what an incredible thing. Your husband has started going back to church 2 weeks straight. Incredible. So we're excited for you, Naomi, excited for your husband, excited for your marriage, and we're going to be praying for you in just a moment. Thanks so much.
And our next caller is Rudy in Florida. Rudy, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray with you tonight?
Good, Good evening. Thank you. This is Rudy from Florida. Good evening. A couple of weeks ago, I requested you all to pray for my son, Stephen, who was without work. I just called to say thank you and praise the Lord. He has a job now. So thank the Lord and thank each one of you. And thank the world for everyone who's prayed for him. Thank God for answered prayer.
Amen. You know, thank you so much for calling us back, Rudy. It is such an encouragement to Pastor David and myself, but also to our community to hear how the Lord is answering our prayers. And he doesn't always answer the way we think he will, but in this case, he did answer directly. So praise God. We're so excited
praise
for
God
Stephen.
One blessing. Thank
yes.
You.
Amen. We'll talk to you soon, hopefully, Rudy.
That's awesome. We're going to Julie in Texas. Julie, welcome to Let's Pray. Julie, are you there? You are live on Let's Pray right now. Julie, welcome to Let's Pray.
My dad.
Awesome.
My
yeah.
uncle, he's in the hospital, mm-hmm. and they think he has kidney problems because he overworked out and stuff. Mm.
Okay. How long has he been in the hospital?
For a couple days.
Okay, okay. And so he's in there receiving treatment. Well, we're going to keep him in prayer. Do they know for sure it's kidney problems, or they're still trying to figure it out?
They're trying to figure it out.
Okay, all right. So we want to pray for a clear diagnosis and then a clear path for treatment and obviously total healing. So thank you so much for calling in. We're going to pray for him in just a moment.
And our next caller is Derek in Jamaica. Derek, thank you for calling. Welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray with you?
Hi, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, I'm having some flu-like symptoms, slash fever, and it's a recurring theme, basically.
So you're having a flash fever, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Fever, mm-hmm. slash flu-like symptoms.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've been experiencing it from Monday.
Okay.
And sometimes it seems like there is some progress.
So kind of on and off since Monday, huh? Any idea? You feel like it might be the flu? Is there anything in anyone in your family or your area around you that's been sick as well?
I'm not sure.
Not sure. Well, I'm sure sorry that you're not feeling well.
I think it's more like down to my immune system. I think I need an immune system booster.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to pray for the Lord to boost your immune system and to just give you some comfort. I know not feeling well it just doesn't feel well.
Additionally?
Yes.
Additionally, I would like you to pray for my friend, Antoinette. She has an exam coming up shortly.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want you to pray for her, too.
So Antoinette's exam. Absolutely. You know, and in reference to the way you're feeling right now, I think it's somewhere in Jeremiah 30. I'm paraphrasing, but it says that the Lord's going to restore health to you and heal you yeah. of your wounds. And so that is what we are praying for you. And remember, it's a we. You have a whole community lifting you up right now. Thanks for calling in.
All right. I really appreciate it.
We're going to try to get one more caller in here before we go to our break. Blessing in New York. Welcome to Let's Pray.
Hi, good evening. How you doing?
We're doing all right. How can we pray for you, or what is your praise report?
My prayer is just for my little kids.
Okay.
One is 1 year old, one is 3 months. I just want them to grow in Christ and know God better than I do.
Hmm. Amen. That's a beautiful prayer from a father. Grow in Christ and know God better than you do. I mean, what better legacy to pass on to your children? That's awesome, man. Well, we're going to pray for them in just a moment. Thank you so much for calling in. Season, we have these requests to pray for. Let's go to God in prayer.
All right.
All right. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to just press in on a Friday night. Lord, we can connect with you, and we're just grateful for that. We want to remember Naomi in New York. Lord, we give you praise that after so many years, her husband is opening his heart to you, going to church, considering Bible studies. God, that's your hand at work in his life. To God be the glory, Lord, for the work that you are doing. And we pray that it would come to 100% completion. Lord, we want to remember Julie in Texas, who's praying for her uncle. They're still trying to determine whether or not he has kidney failure or some other difficulty. Allow them to identify the problem and provide a path to recovery. And Father, remember Blessing, who is praying a prayer of protection, and legacy, spiritual legacy over his children, that they would grow in Christ and know you better than he does. What a blessing, Father.
Amen. Father, I just want to thank you for Rudy. Lord, what an encouragement to this community. And I'm sure to his son, Stephen, Father, that you have answered his prayer and that Stephen has a job. Lord, I can only imagine how you doing that for Stephen, Father, it must speak to his heart and the fact that you're a personal God. And Lord, we thank you so much for Derek in Jamaica, praying for his friend Antoinette and her exam. Lord, we just ask that you would be involved in that and that she would pass and that he would feel better, Father. He must be tired and just tired of not feeling well, Lord. We just thank you for healing him in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, we have to take a short break, but if you haven't given us a call, don't wait. There's still time for you to participate in this community.
There is. And when we come back, Marco Tepede will join us to tell us how he went from being a full-time drug dealer to becoming a full-time disciple for Christ. Stay with us.
Grateful people take better care of themselves. Researchers found that study participants who kept a weekly gratitude journal exercised 1.5 hours more than the group who recorded daily hassles. In another study, with adults having congenital and adult-onset neuromuscular disorders, participants who jotted down their blessings nightly reported more hours of sleep each night, falling asleep faster and feeling more refreshed upon awakening. That's a fact. But there's hope. Each of us has a list of health habits that could use improvement. This week, enhance your lifestyle by spending a few quiet moments each day counting your blessings. After all, positive behaviors are driven by a positive attitude.
And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
Welcome back to Let's Pray. We are going back to the phones in just a few moments. So if you're currently holding, don't hang up. We're eager to speak with you, and we'll get back to you in just a second here. But we have an awesome guest today. His name is Marco Tepede. He's a graduate from Souls West Bible College. He's currently a full-time student and serving as a missionary for the Central California Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. However, Marco wasn't always a soldier for Christ. He's here to share his incredible journey to where God has led him today. Marco Tepede, welcome to Let's Pray.
Thank you.
You know, this is a story that I call in hot pursuit because I feel like Christ was in hot pursuit of you throughout
Absolutely.
Kind of all these twists and turns. But before we get into this story, let's just hear a little bit about who you are. Give us a sense, who is Marco Tepede?
Well, as you described, I just graduated from Souls West Bible College, and I'm just, you know, a full-time worker for the Lord, also a full-time student, and I see the Lord leading in pastoral ministry in the big picture.
Amen, amen. And we come from a similar place.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are originally from California, right?
Yes.
In Northern California. Right?
Yes.
San Jose area.
Absolutely.
I'm from Oakland, Berkeley, El Cerrito area, mm-hmm. so that's all the same territory, man. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting to hear your story. Take us back to life as a young child, Marco.
Well, as a young child, my mother had four of us. She was a single mother. I know a lot of people can relate with that. And she is a great woman, but she had her hands tied up with working all the time. Mm. So it kind of let myself and my siblings do as we pleased and so forth. So that kind of sums up my childhood. No direction, really just doing what I wanted from a very young age.
And where did that ultimately lead you?
That ultimately led me to experiencing drugs and alcohol at a young age. I started drinking when I was about 10 years old. I started smoking weed when I was about 11 years old. And around 11 years old is actually when I actually started taking weed with me when I was in sixth grade to actually start selling it.
Sixth grade?
Yeah, selling it in school.
Sixth grade, you're taking weed to school. So you're how old then?
I was about 11 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, going on 12. And that was my way of actually getting lunch money. My mother, she provided the roof, she provided essentials. But I didn't always have lunch money to take to school. So the means were a little tight. So my brother, he was the one that kind of put me on and said, hey, it's time to get your lunch money. And he would supply me what I needed.
Did your mother notice that something was going wrong?
Not until a little later. I've always kind of flew under the radar when it came to that type of stuff. I was never really just out there, you know, wearing a bandana or whatever the case may be. So I kind of flew under the radar. She thought I was a good kid up until high school when I started to kind of be a little bit more rebellious openly.
And what did that look like?
Well, I started getting home very late. I started getting home drunk. I started getting home high. And marijuana, I mean, I started sneaking up the whole house. It was very difficult to hide it. And it was very obvious that my lifestyle had really taken a turn for the nasty.
And at this point, your mother did get pretty concerned.
She did. She actually sat me down. She spoke with me. But there was not much she could do. She was always working 2 to 3 jobs, you know, at a time just to keep food on the table. So she would give me her counsel, but then she would have to be at work the majority of the time.
So she did what other mothers have done and said, listen, I can't handle this, so I'm going to find a family member to help me out, right?
Well, what ended up happening with that was I actually got into some trouble with the wrong type of people in my sophomore year of high school. Mm-hmm. And that led them to actually start threatening my life. There was a couple of instances where people actually came looking for me at my mother's home. So that's when I saw that things were starting to touch home a little too closely. So I decided to give my aunt a call at the age of 15, who lived about 3 hours south of us, who said that she would take me in whenever I wanted to leave San Jose.
So you went to live with your aunt, but you were met with a surprise.
Yeah. The surprise was that she had sold her house where she was living at in Fresno, California, and bought property in Arkansas, of all places. So now I find myself thousands of miles away from home.
And California boy in Arkansas. How did you deal with that?
Well, everything was okay until I saw the farm animals and all that. I wasn't used to all of that. But things started to get a little hectic. On the first Saturday that passed by, I got a knock on my door. And it was my aunt. And I told her to come in. She came in and she goes, hey, you know, in Spanish, get ready. We're going to go to church today. Oh, she doesn't know that I don't go to church. Let me share that with her. I was like, Tia, I don't go to church. And she goes, oh, well, as long as you live under my house, you will be going to church.
So you went to church.
I went to church. I had no other choice. I was thousands of miles away from home.
Yeah. And what did God begin to do as you were on forced attendance,
you know,
to church?
He started working upon my heart. I mean, the Word of God, even just being in the presence of the Word of God, it starts to do something. And after a while, My heart started to melt. My older cousin, Fernando, actually ended up giving me Bible studies.
And those Bible studies
resulted in baptism in 2006. I gave my life to Jesus for the first time in my whole entire life, 2006.
Describe the moment when you decided to give your heart to God.
It was a moment of complete surrender. It was a moment of realizing that that God did exist after many years of denying his very existence.
Do you remember where you were?
I was in Van Buren, Arkansas.
Wow. And do you doing what? Was it just the Bible study?
It actually was the life that I saw my family live. They were a very devoted Christian family.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I saw family worship. I saw prayer at the kitchen table, prayer in the evening before going to bed as a family. When I saw all of that, that's when it struck me that this actually works outside of the church doors.
So it was the example of Christ in the hearts of your family.
Absolutely.
That really was the turning point for you. Well, that's awesome. We got to take a quick break, but we are coming back with more of this story because unfortunately it didn't get better from there. There's another little twist that you don't want to miss. So we're going to come back with more of Marco's story in just a moment. Stay with us.
You know, people joke about, oh, well, the language of heaven is going to be such and such because clearly it's the best.
Yeah.
All of us reflect a different aspect of God and God's character and God's image.
Right. Yes.
On Cross Connection, we've been on an awesome journey, exploring all four Gospels, learning at the feet of Jesus. So what comes next? Join us for the next step in our journey. Cross Connection's back in action.
I hope I can pass these exams.
I hope to conquer anything that comes my way.
I hope I get good news.
Someday, I hope to succeed.
Our guest today has been sharing a story about God's deliverance and power in his life. And just before the break, he was sharing with us how he ended up living in Arkansas by some, we'll call it the providence of God, and ultimately decided to give his heart to the Lord and get baptized. But Marco, life did not continue on that trajectory, at least initially, after that point. You decided you wanted to go back home to San Jose and share this new love that you had found. Talk to us about that decision.
I had a desire to share the Jesus that my aunt had taught me while I was in Arkansas. But I took the spiritual environment for granted, because when I went back to San Jose, I was in the back. I was back in the same godless neighborhood, in the same godless family, around the same godless friends. And it wasn't long before I started to surround myself more and more with people who didn't fear the Lord, and it started to lower my standard.
And so you're now partying.
I'm now partying. I went back to selling drugs. And now at this point, I wasn't just selling them, but I became addicted to cocaine, to ecstasy, to weed, to alcohol. I mean, tobacco, everything.
So all in.
All in. Completely.
I wonder if you felt like the scripture that says, you know, when the demons leave, and if they come back to find the house
empty,
clean, there are seven more that come. And so the intensity of the sin kinds of begins to increase. That sounds like that was your experience.
Absolutely. That's exactly what had happened. I had forgotten about God. But the amazing thing, Pastor, is that God did not forget about me.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes he allows certain things to happen to get our attention. What ended up happening was, on November the 8th of 2009, I went out to Fresno, 3 hours south of San Jose, to go take care of some of my drug business. And in the midst of doing that, I actually woke up the next morning, not in my bed, but in a hospital bed. And I woke up and I tried to move around, but I couldn't. I looked down. I was handcuffed to the bed. It was deathly quiet in that hospital room. All you could hear was the clock ticking. And the sheriff was next to me, waking up. As I was waking up, he looks at me and asks me the following question: "Is your name Marco Topete?" I looked at him and said, "Yes, that's my name. Why?" He says, "Oh, I just want to let you know that you killed your friend last night." And he just walks out.
What can you tell us? What do you mean you killed your friend?
What ended up happening was, I was at a bar the previous night. I was under the influence of drugs and alcohol, and on my way home, I had gotten into a car wreck that cost the life of my dear friend.
Wow. So you're under the influence, and car spins out of control.
Yep.
I assume it was totaled.
Totaled, yeah.
And you lost your buddy.
I lost my friend.
What went through your mind when you heard that news?
I closed my eyes as hard as I could, and I wished that it was a nightmare. But soon after opening them, I realized that it was reality, my new reality. And after that, I went to Fresno County Jail, and it was in Fresno County Jail when my mind started to sober up finally, after all those years of being high and drunk and so forth. And it was in those in those moments that I thought to myself, had I never left God, my friend would still be here.
And so you're in the jail, and God is reaching beyond the walls to touch your heart.
Yes, he is.
When did you get out of jail?
I got bailed out a week later. I couldn't really fathom how in the world I was out of jail. I mean, there was a $150,000 bail that was set. I knew my mom couldn't come up with it.
So you had to have at least 15 grand.
At least 15 grand, exactly, to put down. But when someone tells you to get out of jail, you don't ask questions. I just walked out of jail. But when I walked out, I saw that familiar car. It was my drug supplier who had put down the money to get me out of jail.
So that was not the best situation for you to be in.
Absolutely not, especially after I made a bunch of promises to God. Because when I got into the car, he looks at me. He said, "I told you I would take care of you." He hands me a cigarette of marijuana, and he says, "You need this more than I do. We need to get back to work."
So Marco, I think it's important to just pause there. you're trying to move forward with God despite this tragic incident of your friend being killed at your hand while you're driving, trying to get beyond that, and the devil has a trap for you as you get out of jail.
Yes, he does.
Okay, and so you smoke the weed.
I do.
You get back in, you go with this drug supplier.
I do.
And do you begin to fall back into the lifestyle?
The very next day, I went to the cellular phone company and grabbed another phone, and I was right back on the street selling drugs. I was out on bail, but I was right back on the street selling drugs, facing 5 to 10 years in prison for vehicular manslaughter. And it wasn't until 1 year later, remember, I've forgotten about God now again, but God still had not forgotten about me. Mm-hmm. I received a phone call now in September of 2010, and it was my drug supplier saying, I need to speak to you. Please come over to my house. I tried to find a ride that night, and I actually fell asleep looking for a ride. I was woken up an hour later by a mutual friend of ours. He was frantic on the phone saying, where are you? Where are you? And I'm saying, what do you mean? I'm at home. He goes, who did it? Do you know who did it? And then he shared with me, the drug supplier, he's dead. The house that I was supposed to be at. Someone got to that house, opened up fire, and killed 3 people that night. And I knew if I would have gotten that ride, I would have been there too.
So not only when you were in Arkansas, but now even when you're in the hand of what appeared to be the devil's clutches, you're right there. God is trying to save you.
Absolutely.
So you don't go to this house. The drug supplier is dead. When you hear that news, what did you think?
I walked out into my kitchen. I sat there. I'll never forget this night. It was dark in there. I didn't even bother turning on the lights. And I sat at the table and I looked up to heaven and I said, God, what do you want from me? If there's still a place in heaven for a sinner like me, I want in.
That's a dangerous prayer.
It is.
What did God do?
Well, not too long after that, I received another knock on my door. And it was a bald-headed man standing in my front door and asked me the following question, are you Marco Topete? I replied, yes. Well, this time, it wasn't a sheriff. It was San Jose Undercover Police Department. And they came, something came up with my file in court, and the judge ordered me to be arrested. And now I was back in jail, but this time in Santa Clara County. Mm. And now it might have seemed like something out of the ordinary, but when I walked into my jail cell, there was something carved across the wall. You know what it was? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Mm. Now to anyone else, that would have been a coincidence that this backslidden Christian would have ended up in that jail cell. But that was actually the Bible verse that I had chosen when I was baptized in Arkansas in 2006.
So here it is. You're in the jail cell. And again, God is pursuing you, mm-hmm. giving you this reminder, if you will, that he hasn't forgotten. Mm-hmm. When you read that, I imagine there must have been kind of an overwhelming sense of love or you know, God's awareness mm-hmm. that his eyes were on you.
Absolutely. At that point, even though I was on solitary confinement, I felt not alone. Mm. I felt the very presence of heaven in that room, and I knelt down and I gave my life to Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So you're in jail, but you're not in jail now. So what happened?
What ended up happening, to sum it up, is I ended up getting bailed out again, this time not by a drug supplier, mm-hmm. by a good family friend. And when I got out of jail, I started to seek the Lord for real this time. I started to read my Bible. I started to go to church. I started to seek God in every avenue that I could. And God started to take the addictions away. He delivered me from the weed, from the alcohol, from the cocaine, from the lust. He started to take all of those things away from me. And I went back to the same neighborhoods where I used to sell drugs. And I started to study the Bible with them. Mm. I started to introduce them to Jesus.
Were they receptive?
They were very receptive. In fact,
they didn't think you had lost your mind?
No, they didn't think I lost my mind. Well, a little bit, but in a good way. In fact, 2 of my friends actually ended up making decisions for Jesus in 2013. These were friends that were in the same scenario that I was.
But now you were out on bail. That bail obviously ultimately ends. So what ultimately was your sentencing?
In December 16, 2011, I walked into the Superior Court to turn myself in. In my mind, I thought to myself, well, I lack a criminal history. They'll give me 5 years. They'll be lenient with me. But when I walked in there, in the fear of the Lord, I told the Lord, if they give me 10 years, I'm going to praise you. If they give me 5 years, I'm going to praise you because I want to be a missionary in prison. Mm. But once the judge read my crime and I pleaded guilty, She read my sentence as 6 months of house arrest with 5 years of felony probation. Not a single day in prison did I serve.
Come on. From 10 years to 5 years to 6 months at home.
At home.
To God be the glory. But you were actually kind of upset about that.
I was. Because remember, I wanted to be a missionary in prison. So when she actually, when she read me that I wasn't going to be, that I wasn't going to prison, I was literally not happy. Even my mother said, Marco, you don't look too happy on the drive home. But I told God, God, if I can't serve you behind bars, I'm going to serve you on the streets.
Wow. So that's what you began to do. And now, how many years later? Not too many.
Yeah. Now it's 2011. It's about six and a half, seven years later.
Yeah. You're now actively in the work of God each and every day. To God be the glory. Well, Marco, this is an awesome story. We're excited for what God has done in your life. I know someone's been encouraged, bro, and we want to encourage you to keep pressing on. We got to go to break, but I do want you to share 2 weeks ago something happened to kind of really turn the page in your story.
By God's grace, I walked into court 2 weeks ago in Santa Clara County. I stood before a judge, and I was granted a complete expungement of my record. Amen. It gave me a taste of what Jesus does to our sinful record when we accept him into our lives.
Hallelujah, Marco. It's Amen. Been a pleasure to have you
Absolutely.
Here with me, man. We're excited for your journey. Stay in touch. We want to track with
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, maybe you listen to Marco's story, and you feel the desire to experience an encounter with God that will change your life and set you on a path to fulfilling what his will is for you. If that's you, we want to hear from you. Or maybe you know someone who's going down a similar road and you want to intercede on their behalf. Well, pick up the phone. Now's the time. 877-7-LETS-PRAY. We're going back to the phone lines on the other side of the break.
You know, people joke about, oh, well, the language of heaven is going to be such and such, because clearly it's the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All of us reflect a different aspect of God and God's character and God's image.
Right. Yes.
On Cross Connection, we've been on an awesome journey, exploring all four Gospels, learning at the feet of Jesus. So what comes next? Join us for the next step in our journey. Cross Connection's back, in action.
She's gonna pick me.
No, she's going to pick me.
Ah, but I'm so much sweeter than you.
But I'm more refreshing.
Yeah, but I'm nice and bubbly inside.
And I'm as clear as a crystal.
Exactly. I can see right through you. And who needs that? Oh, wait, come on.
Clear as a crystal.
Welcome back. We're taking your calls live. 877-753-8777 is the number to call. And if you're joining us from outside the U.S., you can call 859-777-PRAY. The number again is 859-777-7729.
Yeah. What an incredible story.
Yes. Praise God.
Yes.
I love how you titled that, because Jesus just keeps coming after you.
He really does. You can't get away from him.
I know.
You know? And that's clear in Marco's story. Maybe it's clear in your story as well. 877-7-LETS-PRAY. We want to hear about it. We're going to the phone line straight away. We have Clarice in Georgia. Clarice, welcome to Let's Pray.
Yes, I was calling for prayer because I need strength, and I'm very weak today. I'm stressed out over some situation going on in my life. I need strength, and I need to be delivered from worry and fear.
I hear you. We all kind of get there at some point in our lives. And, you know, one of the scriptures that that's encouraged me, Clarice, when I'm just feeling kind of low, it comes from Isaiah 41, verse 10. It says, "Fear thou not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I'm going to hold you with my righteous right hand." And I'm going to pray that prayer for you tonight, that's that strength, that holding that God provides for us. You know, that old poem, Footprints, you know, he carried me when I couldn't carry myself. We're going to pray that will be true for you tonight, Clarice, and that cloud of darkness will be replaced by the peace of God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Our next caller is Kalia in New York. Kalia, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray with you?
Hi, my name is KCS Dog, and I'm just calling here today to say that my brother, Justin, he is not really behaving himself. He is very bad. He doesn't listen to when my grandma's talking to him.
Mm-hmm. And how old is Justin?
Justin is 14 years old.
Okay, 14 years old. And Kalia, how old are you, dear?
I'm 12 years old.
You're 12? So you're seeing that your brother is going down a path and you're concerned for him. And you'd like us to pray for him? All right. All right, Kalia. Well, good looking out for your brother. I'm praying families. I'm telling you, the Lord prayed me into sobriety by family, and I'm just thanking the Lord that you are at a young age looking out for your siblings. We are going to be covering Justin. Is there anything else we can pray for?
I was wondering if you could pray for my throat, because it's not feeling that well.
So your throat as well. You've got a sore throat. All right, Kalia, you got it. Thank you so much for calling. And I expect to hear back from you to hear how your throat is doing and how well your brother is doing. We're believing the Lord that he's going to make a turnaround. Thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Now, Cecil, we've got to add an extra one to that.
What's that?
Okay, because I imagine little brother's watching. He may not be happy about his sister calling.
Yes, so
we need to be praying for the little brother and Kalia. That's right, that their relationship remains intact.
Well, luckily she didn't say his last name, so Justin, don't be too upset. We don't all know who you are.
All right, we're going to Sharon in Missouri. Sharon, welcome to Let's Pray.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, thank you for calling in. How can we pray for you or praise God with you?
I'm calling in to give a praise report because I called a couple of weeks ago, and I'm living in the country area, and I'm not able to do a lot of work for the Lord Jesus because there's not a lot of people around. And I have not been working for, like, years. And as I called in to ask for prayer that I can be able to impact more people for Jesus Christ, I got a job, a real good job that I'm not even qualified for. I mean, it's a real good job. And I'm able to impact a lot of people, able to pray with people and encourage them. And it's just after I called in, like, maybe a few days or maybe a week later after that. So I'm just calling in to give thanks for you guys' prayers.
Amen. Well, we are praising God with you, Sharon. That is beautiful. But I love how it happened. You were seeking to serve, and in the process of seeking to serve, God bless you abundantly. That's so cool. Well, thanks for sharing in. Thanks for being part of the community, and we're going to continue to rejoice with you. Thanks for calling, Sharon. Amen.
You know, I love our community so much, Pastor Franklin. I've got a few folks on Facebook Live that I'd like to say hello to. Lucy, Maria, Marlene, Lennox, Mylene, Lilith, Ruth Ann, Chuchu, Evlora, Carlene, Margaret Rose from the Bahamas. Hey, Bahamas. San Elizo from South Africa. Atika from Argentina. Carol, Carla, and Karis. You guys, hi. Thank you so much for talking to us. You know, I wanted to mention Andre as well. He says, I'm giving God thanks for prayers. You have been praying, and you, I think, the community, have been praying for me after nearly 2 months recovering from surgery. I'm looking forward to going to church tomorrow morning. God has come through. Thank you. That is our community that she is thanking. And Carlene says, I'm asking for urgent prayer right now. Sorry, I can't share the details, but pray. It's for a woman specifically. So pray for this lady now is what she's asking. So two of those requests and a whole lot of hellos.
Yes.
Praise God for our community.
Awesome. Well, I want to encourage you. You can pray all throughout this hour. You may be on our Facebook Live, in part of our Facebook Live community. You don't even have to wait until we start praying. As you see a name or you see hear a situation that really speaks to your heart, we always encourage you to begin praying right at that moment or write it down in your prayer journal so that you can pray about it later. But this is a interactive prayer experience, so let's keep lifting our voices and our fellow community members to God. All right, we're going to Bernice in Massachusetts. Bernice, welcome to Let's Pray.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, thanks for calling
in. I'm asking for everybody to pray for
a beautiful 17-year-old girl who just lost her 5-month-old baby.
Oh, no.
Just the other day.
Oh, no. I am sorry to hear that.
To say a prayer for her. She really needs it.
Sure. She's feeling discouraged.
Yes. And she's not eating, and she just sits in the room and just keeps crying.
What kind of support does she have?
Really none.
Mm.
And that's why I'm trying to get everybody to, you know, ask the Holy Spirit to go in her and heal her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to pause right now, Bernice, and pray for this 17-year-old, that God would provide the comfort, the support that she needs right now. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, our hearts are heavy to hear of this 17-year-old girl who no doubt is feeling the weight of this loss. Lord, discouragement begins to set in, depression can set in, frustration, anger, confusion, issues of identity can even begin to get mixed up and confused at this moment. And so, Father, I'm praying that all of those attacks from the evil one will be stayed by your hand. Lord, that you will push back the forces of evil and that you will encapsulate her with your love. Lord, where she feels low, I ask that you pick her up. Father, where she is searching for help and for someone to listen to her grief and to be able to lean on someone's shoulder, I ask that you will provide that shoulder. Lord, and even when she doesn't have anyone there and it's just her, in the silence of those moments, we're asking that your presence would be so strong that, Lord, she would feel and know the truth that she can lean in to you. So, God, we're praying for this protection over this 17-year-old. And, Lord, we're asking that instead of this being a moment in her life that directs her life in a negative direction, God, we are praying that this would be a positive turning point for her. Lord, that she would be able to pick herself up with your strength, dust herself off with your strength, and then move forward, God, using this as an opportunity to grow in you and identify her unique calling that you have placed on her life. So, God, we put her into your hands, hold her, protect her, and love her like only you can. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our next caller is Sylvia in New York. Sylvia, welcome to Let's Pray.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you for having me. My prayer is two things. First, I have an exam to take that I'm ill-prepared for, but I do need to pass that exam.
Okay.
And the second thing, more important actually than the first, is for the salvation of my grandchildren. I have 8 grandchildren, 5 granddaughters and 3 grandsons. And I am asking you to pray that the Lord will lead them in the path that they should go.
Amen. Yes, absolutely. So you've got an exam coming. Can I ask you, Sylvia, when is your exam?
On the 26th of April.
April 26th. Okay, so I know our faithful community hears that date, and those of you who feel led by the Holy Spirit would mark that down on their calendars. April 26th, our friend Sylvia in New York is having an exam, and then you're praying for your grandchildren, 5 girls and 3 boys. What a wonderful family. You know, I know that the Lord hears your prayer. And I'm so thankful for praying grandparents. So you keep praying and be encouraged. And I pray that the Lord gives you little glimpses of something to just encourage your heart, because I know that they need your prayer coverage. So thank you so much. And we're going to be lifting you and your family up here in just a moment.
Thank you.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am. Amen.
We're going to Daphne in Florida. Daphne, welcome to Let's Pray.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, thanks for calling in. How can we pray for you or praise God with you?
Yes, so I'm actually calling for my grandmother. We actually recently found out that she's been diagnosed with cancer. and also my mother, which she, I'm actually having some serious knee pain. Mm. So just wanted to pray overall just for my family and friends, their well-being, and that what their aspirations can get granted. And also I'm in school, so if I can get some prayer just for that as well.
Absolutely. Can you give us the first names of your grandmother and mother? Just the first name.
Her first name, my grandmother, is Medley.
Mm-hmm.
It's M-E-D-E, and then the word line.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My mother's name is Marie.
Marie.
M-A-R-I-E.
Sure. And with your grandmother, have they determined what stage cancer it is?
Currently, what they said was stage 2 at this time.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep her in prayer and ask God to be her healer. You know, Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And I know sometimes the diagnosis is half the challenge, but it's just kind of the worry that is on individuals' minds that can kind of take a toll on you as well. And so we're praying that God will, that your grandmother and your mother, as well as you with your studies, that this verse would be true to you, that you can rest in God and the burden of these stressors will not weigh you down. So that'll be our prayer for you. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. No problem. Have a nice day.
You too.
All right. Our next caller is Brian in Jamaica. Brian, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Oh, hi.
Hi. What's your prayer request, Brian?
I'm praying for my grandma. She's in the hospital with a stroke.
Okay.
Last night.
Okay, how are you holding up, Brian? Are you awful worried for your grandmother?
Yes, I'm very worried, but and with God's help, that He can help her and that
He
can recover from it.
Oh, that's encouraging for me to hear. You have so much faith. And thank you so much for calling in and for covering your grandmother. You know, it seems like we're hearing a lot about grandparents tonight. And so, Brian, I think that you're doing a good thing. And I just want to encourage you that it's the right thing to do to ask for prayer. And just keep going, buddy. How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old. Awesome. Well, praise God. Go ahead.
And I also want... I also want to pray that God will help me recover from sucking my finger.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's a good request. So we're going to pray for that as well. And, you know, you do your part, and the Lord is definitely going to do His. So we're going to be covering you tonight, Brian. Thanks for calling in, bud.
Okay, you're welcome.
Amen. Well, Season, we've had a lot of callers, so let's just take a moment and pray for those who've called in.
Let's lift them up.
Would you start?
Happy to. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to just to catch a glimpse of other people's lives, Father. Lord, it's an honor that they call in and that they trust us to lift their request to the Father, Lord. So I just want to thank you for that. Lord, thank you for Andre and Carlene writing in on Facebook Live. Jesus, I also saw Lennox. Lennox has a court case, Father, I'd like to lift up. Lord, you know what he needs in that situation. And Father, for Sylvia in New York, Lord, she has an exam, and exams aren't just tests, Father. On the other side of those exams, there's a whole life that can open up when we pass exams, Father. And I pray for the for all the work that she's put in preparing for it, and Lord, for the excitement that you can bring when we're able to do well in something, and Father, and I just pray that this exam would go well for her. Lord, also for the salvation of her grandchildren, Lord, five girls and three boys, Father. We just thank you for those children, and Lord, I just pray that you would surround them, protect them, and lead them in your ways, Father, your everlasting ways. Lord, for Brian, who is praying for his grandmother's stroke, Lord. Jesus, we're just hearing about so many grandparents. They're so vital to families with their lives and their legacies and their prayer coverage. Lord, we are so thankful for them. And Brian is lifting up his grandmother, Lord. Thank you for his faith. And Lord, he's also asking that you would help him to stop sucking on his fingers. And Jesus, that's a big deal. That is a big deal to Brian. And so, Father, we are asking, Lord, that you would break that habit in the name of Jesus, that you would help him to choose maybe to pray to you instead of doing that. All those times that he thinks about doing it, Lord, help him to just pray instead of sucking on his fingers. And we just thank you, Father, for the way that you're helping him.
Father, we want to lift up Clarice, who called in. Lord, she's praying for strength. Lord, you are the great provider, and you provide for the specific needs that we have. And Father, you are all powerful. So we know you have the power to give her the strength that she needs to make it through this dark moment in her life. So we ask that you would give that to her, Father. We want to remember Sharon in Missouri, who called in. Lord, she was praising you because she was able to get a job. She was seeking to serve others, and you blessed her abundantly. And so we're grateful for that. We want to remember Daphne in Florida, who was calling in for her grandmother, Father. Stage 2 cancer. Lord, there's concern there, as well as for her mother, who's going through some issues with her health as well. God, we know that you have the ability to break through in the midst of these situations and provide hope to lift these burdens. And so, God, we pray that would be the case, as well as for Daphne herself. She's got some schooling that she's working through and really could use your hand and your guidance in this process, Father. So be with her. Lord, we want to remember Kenneth in Tennessee, who we're going to be lifting up. God, we're asking that your blessings and your hand would be upon his life as well. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I just love praying for folks, you know, I just love our community as well. You know, and I do want to mention, I glanced down and I saw Kalia's name on there, and we didn't pray over your specific request, Kalia, this time, but just know that I'm be praying for you all week. All right. Mm-hmm. So you were not forgotten. Also, Sally is saying, praise God that I'm able to eat after losing my appetite for 2 days. Goodness sakes. I am able to sleep better. My husband takes care and says he loves me. He hugs me. My hospice doctor visited me. I've been waiting for 1 month for the doctor to visit. So lots of good things happening. We're praising God, Sally. And then Denise says, I'm praying for a job and I'm struggling to make ends meet. I know that you are not alone in that. There are a lot of folks that are right where you are. And so I just want you to be encouraged that the Lord is answering prayers. Mercy says, please pray for unity in my family, for healing for my stomach and head, and a way for my brother to be true with his master's program in South Africa, and blessings for my husband in Jesus' name. Boy, we hear you guys. And I know that our community is hearing you as well. We'll be lifting those up in just a moment.
Amen. In fact, we want to lift up some of these
requests.
Some requests, yes. Prayer requests, requires. That's a new word I've just invented tonight.
I like it.
We're going to use it in our community. How about that?
Hashtag requires.
There you go. So, yeah, we definitely want to lift these up. And I just want to make a push to our social media community because it's continuing to grow. You know, Facebook Live gets saved immediately upon the conclusion. And so we want to invite you to invite friends even after the program has ended. Share it tomorrow. Share it throughout the week so that this prayer community can continue to exist as we go throughout our day-to-day issues. You know, because sometimes we have this focused hour, but the issue happens on Tuesday. Or it happens on Wednesday, and that's when we really need encouragement. So I want to just encourage you to do that. Share it all throughout the week, and let's see what God will do.
All right. Yeah. You know, God's not bound by time.
No, he's not.
So just keep moving forward with the Holy Spirit and keep sharing the experience, and the prayers will go forward over and over. I mean, just think about how much movement that creates in the realm that we cannot see.
That's right.
You know? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Season, go for it. Lift those up for
All
us.
All right. Yeah. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for an opportunity to lift up our community members, Lord, for Sally, Father, for Denise, for Mercy. Lord, you know, I'm seeing so many different requests that are still coming through, Father. There are folks that need jobs, Lord. Sally's praising you that her appetite has come back, Lord. For Mercy, praying blessings for her husband, Lord, and her brother for his master's program. Jesus, there are so many things in our lives that we need you desperately for. Lord, help us to just put you first. Help us to just see you, to hear you, to draw close to you, Father, because honestly, without you, we cannot do any of these things. Lord, I remember a famous preacher, I believe it was Martin Luther King, Father Jr., that said that the more things he had to accomplish in a day, the more time he had to spend with you. And so, Father, that's my encouragement to our community and to myself and to Pastor David, Lord, for us to just draw closer to you, Lord, for your will to be achieved in our lives, Lord, and that you would cover these requests in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Cover the requests, Father. Well, we've got to take a break, but we're going to come back on the other side with our promise of the day. So don't go away.
My marriage was falling apart. I Googled for help to be a better husband, and I found Hope Channel. We're happy now, and I'm a better person.
These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Welcome back to Let's Pray. We close each experience, each program with a word from God. And today is no exception. We're going to a very familiar passage of scripture, but we want to pull out one verse, Psalm 23, verse 6. Season, will you read that for us?
Happy to. Surely, surely your goodness and love will follow me, not might. Will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Amen. It's just, I love this. I love this passage. It has brought me encouragement many times. And it was actually in seminary where I got a deeper meaning of this scripture. We have to take Hebrew in seminary.
Oh.
God bless all the seminarians out there who's going through that pain right now, who may be going through that pain. But it was beautiful because you got into the original language, and our professors were able to help us see how there are certain word pictures that are created in Hebrew. And so in this particular passage, in this particular verse, the word picture is meant to help us see an old road that has tracks that have been formed in the road as a result of, you know, an old carriage going through road, right? And so as the road goes, as the carriage goes over the road, those tracks get deeper and deeper and deeper. And so when you look back, you can see the journey that the carriage has gone on.
Amen, I like that.
And that's what the intention here is in the verse, that his mercy and his grace or his love are almost two wheels of a carriage that are carrying us and chasing after us, if you will, throughout the journey of our lives. And if you begin to look back at your story, you can see the tracks that God has left.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, I'm just going to leave it at that because you're the pastor.
Amen,
that is
amen.
Good stuff. Thank you, Jesus,
praise
for that.
Praise the Lord.
Thank goodness for Hebrew.
Yeah, I know. Amen. We're going to just end on that and wrap the show. Season, let's
pray.
Amen.
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to just be with us tonight, Lord, and just be with our community in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We will see you next week, same time, same place, for more of Let's Pray, where you don't have to pray alone. God bless you.